You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The budget battle continues. So far, the Joint Finance Committee hasn't gotten to the most contentious points of the budget plan: tax cuts and education spending. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce emphasized that education is their main priority.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto, like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Hundreds of people gathered at Cathedral Square Park just outside of the Homeland Security offices in Milwaukee last night to show solidarity with immigrant families and to peacefully protest ICE raids. This ICE out protest comes as the Trump administration continues to deploy National Guard troops to Los Angeles to police protests there. Governor Tony Evers announces a tourism hat trick in Wisconsin with the third record-breaking year in a row. Melissa Kay reports.
Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers said the state's tourism industry brought in a record-high $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024.
In Nowisco, Door County saw a $31.4 million, or over 5%, increase in total economic activity over 2023. Some great movies have been filmed here in Wisconsin, but a tax credit could bring more. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
A bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state has lost out on a lot of opportunities because productions don't want to film in the state due to a lack of film credit. Sayers says the department has heard from plenty of producers that they'd like to film in Wisconsin, and now is the time to get the bill made into law. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate.
A 39-year-old Manitowoc man who is a bus driver for the Valdres Area School District is charged with 10 counts of felony possession of child pornography. Justin Zipperer made his initial court appearance Monday. The criminal complaint says Manitowoc police received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children about a Dropbox account containing child sexual abuse material. If he is convicted, each charge carries up to 25 years in prison. Zipperer is free on a $5,000 cash bond. He'll make his next court appearance for a preliminary hearing on July 24th. The arraignment for a man accused of abducting a pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam has been postponed by 2 weeks. According to online court records, 40-year-old Gary Day faces multiple charges in connection with the disappearance of 17-year-old Sophia Franklin. He was originally scheduled to enter a plea last week. That hearing has now been rescheduled for June 17th. Day is charged with 2 counts of child abduction and 2 counts of child enticement under state law. In addition to those charges filed in Wisconsin and in Nebraska, the suspect was also indicted on federal charges last month. The case remains under investigation across multiple jurisdictions. The city of Appleton is considering renaming Memorial Park as Veterans Memorial Park, moving certain memorials to that park, adding memorials for recent conflicts, and creating a pavilion, all in an attempt to create a, quote, permanent and visible tribute to veterans, end quote. The Parks and Recreation Committee recently approved that plan. Some veterans say Appleton's Veterans Park doesn't have a lot of memorabilia and should be larger. The Appleton Common Council will vote on the name change at an upcoming meeting. Whether to move and add memorials will likely be considered in 2026. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills seeking to send a message about resisting the Trump administration's agenda. Among the bills are one to withhold state payments to the federal government if the federal government withholds funding to the state, one to create guardrails on how the state submits personal information to the federal government, and one allowing the state to impose liens on federal properties in response to funding freezes. State Democrats say they know the bills have nearly no chance of moving forward. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day 2 of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped 2 claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Wanna Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. Actor and star of Dark Waters, Mark Ruffalo, has agreed to join the cast of Being Human and is the last name of the film's hero, Judy Human, a disability rights activist from the 1970s. The film will be directed by co-director Sean Hader. Ruffalo's part is undisclosed, but is said to be a key role, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ruffalo is a 4-time Oscar nominee and native Wisconsinite. Can you imagine living in a house that was featured in a famous TV show? Joanne Quintana doesn't have to imagine it because it's real. She lives in the house that was used in Breaking Bad as Walter White's family home. Apparently, she is getting a little tired of people standing outside and staring, so much so that she recently turned a hose on them, and she'll do it again. A video was shared on Instagram by an influencer named Santi, who captured her hosing down gawkers, according to the New York Post. Quintana says she gets so tired of the onlookers, she's listed the home and is asking for $4 million, probably because her water bills are so high. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up. enabling her to be fired from the Connors because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made the Connors quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler with a few scattered showers, are high tomorrow in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.